From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A Palestinian official says Israel and Gaza militant groups have agreed to a ceasefire. The agreement follows escalating violence as Palestinians battered Israel with rockets and Israel carried out its largest series of airstrikes on Gaza since the 2014 war. Two Palestinian teenagers aged 15 and 16 were killed when an Israeli strike hit a building they were near in the west of Gaza City. 15 people have been wounded across Gaza. Meanwhile, residents in southern Israel fled to shelters as missiles and mortars fired from Gaza flew across the sky. The flare-up came after Israeli troops shot and killed two Palestinians, including a teenager, and wounded hundreds of others in border clashes on Friday. Haitian Prime Minister Jacques-Guy Lafontaine has resigned amid widespread unrest following his failed attempt to increase fuel prices. Lafontaine told Haiti's Chamber of Deputies that he had sent his resignation letter to the country's president. The deputies had called on the prime minister to answer questions after riots erupted between July 6th and 8th to protest the government's attempt to raise fuel prices by as much as 51% as part of an agreement with the International Monetary Fund. At least 7 people died and dozens of businesses were looted or destroyed. At least 6 people have been killed, including 5 of the attackers, in 2 assaults near the presidential palace in Mogadishu in Somalia. The twin explosions come 1 week after similar attacks on the interior ministry killed at least 15 people. This